Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Mason, and today is Thursday, baby. It is Tangeray and Tango Thursday, baby. Listen, y'all know what Tangeray is. It goes down real smooth. That's the way it goes down for me, baby. And then Tango, baby. Y'all know what Tango is. And I ain't talking about doing no dance Tango. I'll tell you about it a little bit later. Listen, broadcasting live from the Windy City, baby. It's about 38 degrees out. A little cloudy. It's always cloudy around here. What is going on? I think every other weekend I'm going to have to stop by Florida, Hawaii. You know, I think I'm going to have to do something like that because I am telling you, it is just always cloudy around here. But listen, it is February 9th, 2023. 5 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 6 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it on up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout out to my team here, the Nation International. The hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Karan Guadani. This show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum. GumbaRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M. GumbaRum.com. We do have two different flavors. Gumba Rum, Natural Vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and Natural Coconut, which is Gumba Silver. The CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Gum, baby. Shut the door and keep on walking. Listen, I got some super bad music on today. Independent artist, Bikini Cactus. You know, I can really see a cartoon. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's almost like Fred Flintstone and Barney Rubble. But instead of Fred Flintstone and Barney Rubble, it would be Bikini Cactus. And you know, she puts the clothes out on the line. Not really clothes. It would be Bikini Cactus on the line, just going in and out. And you know, Bikini Cactus, just take it from there. Listen. I got some super bad music by Bikini. Before I get into that, I want y'all to get up into this. While y'all on Facebook, you can see the female when the page comes up, give it a like and a follow. Then I would greatly appreciate it. Come on, engineer, do it.
We'll be right back.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Your music is being heard all over the world. All over the world, my darlings. Listen, listen. Bikini Cactus is on air. Let me tell y'all something. Y'all need to check her out on Spotify, Bikini Cactus. She knows how to do it. She knows how to put an image together. Listen, you know, I always talk about your image, your image, your image, your image. Listen, listen, listen. If you are serious about business, if you are serious about music business, if you are serious about entertainment, you know you got to have an image. You got to have an image. Well, you ain't got to do nothing. You know what I'm talking about, y'all up in here. But listen, Bikini Cactus has created an image that's just really fantastic. I love what she has done. It is just phenomenal. And it tells me that she's serious about her stuff, right? She is serious about her music. She is serious about her craft. She is serious about her brand. If you don't take time to create your image, you are not serious about your brand. Listen, let me tell you something. I always talk about millionaire music, millionaire music. It is your brand. Listen, Bikini Cactus has got a hold of understanding how business works. Because at the end of the day, music is business. You got to understand business. I always talk about the boardroom, learning how to conversate and communicate with those in the boardroom. Listen, if you're serious about your brand, serious about your business, your music and your business and your brand, you'll understand that you need to put an image together. Listen, you ain't going to go walking around in the street looking like, you know, your image. That is not what I'm talking about. I am talking about your presence. When you're on stage, when you're performing, you got to have that image because, you know, there's so many different examples that I can give you. I always talk about, like, Beyonce. She has her image, right? She has her brand, you know, and it's like Kusher. What's his name? Ashton Kutcher. He's not a singer, but he has an image. He has an image. Demi Moore has an image. When you think about these individuals, they have an image. Do they not? Listen, I am telling you, what's her name? And I love her. I love this girl to death. What is her name? Oh, Ross. Tracy Ross. I love the girl to death. But listen, she, oh my gosh, her image is really interesting and it's really fascinating. Now, listen, I love to see her. She always comes out with some of the wildest things when she goes to the different events, when she goes to the Grammys, when she goes to the Oscars. I'm like, what the hell is she wearing? I'm like, what in the world? You know, she always wears these things where she looks like an ostrich. Now listen. Now, don't get me wrong. I love her to pieces. She is fantastic, fabulous. She has a really awesome energy about herself. She really does. And what she stands for is just excellent. She really has great character, integrity, and principles. So don't get it mixed up. Don't get it mixed up. I'm just saying that her image is really interesting. And listen. I got some music I got to get to. But I want to tell you guys this. Vinny Potestivo is going to be on February 21st. I know a lot of people don't recognize his name, but listen, he has worked with some of the most top-notch brands in the industry, and he works with celebrity brands. So listen, Vinny is an Emmy Award-winning media advisor. He's the one that advises different individuals, and I am telling you, he's going to be on February 21st. You need to mark your calendar because he's got a lot to share, a lot to say. He knows entertainment. He knows television. He knows film. He knows movies. He knows it all. Listen. So listen, he worked with MTV Network from 1998 to 2007. I think he knows a little bit about television, right? He knows just a little bit about TV. So listen, he worked with MTV Network since 1998, 2007. He discovered talent and he develops new ways to support their goals. And can I tell you, I already asked Vinny, do you got some room on your list? Because I'm trying to get on there. I already asked him, so I ain't scared to say. Mama ain't scared to say. I asked him already. And he was like, yeah, honey, this is what I do. This is what I do all day. Listen, I will ask a roach. If a roach got what I need, I will ask you, Mr. Roach, do you have anything in your toolbox that can help me? So listen. When you're in this business, you can't be afraid to talk to people. You cannot be afraid to ask, all right? You got to not be afraid to knock on the door and ask people. Not sure, well, I will ask, honey, child. Yes, I will. So listen. Vinny has worked with the Osbournes. Who wouldn't ask? Who wouldn't ask? You know what I'm saying? So listen, he has worked with the Osbournes. He has worked with Wildin' Out. Y'all know I love my Nick Cannon. Love me some Nick Cannon. So listen, Vinny is behind the scenes. You're not going to see him in front of the scenes on the camera. You want the people behind the scenes. You want the people on your team that knows how to put these things together. This is what I'm telling you. Oh, my God. Y'all getting a free class. Okay, getting a free class. So listen, it usually costs you $895, not $8.95. So listen, Vinny has worked with different people. Nick Cannon. Cannon, Wildin' Out. He helped to produce Wildin' Out. Y'all know Nick Cannon comes from Money, Money, Money. But listen, Vinny was on his team and helped to get that thing out there and launch. I love me some Wildin' Out. That show is the bomb. He has also worked with Mandy Moore. Y'all know Mandy Moore. He's also worked with Ashley Simpson, Beyonce Carter. He's worked with Diddy Combs. Y'all hear me up in here. Nicholas J, AJ. Now, listen, he has, I mean, the list goes on and on. He's worked with Black Eyed Peas, Will I Am. He's worked with my boy Snoop Dogg. You know what I'm saying. He's worked with Boss Entertainment, Snoop Dogg, Jerry Springer, Pauly Shore. Oh, my God. And Patty. I love my Patty, Patty Stringer. So, listen, the list goes on and on and on. So, listen, this ain't nothing to play with. This is nothing to play with. He also works with national brands like Prudential, Allstate, AARP, Foot Locker. Oh, Lady Locker, different fragrances. I mean, it just goes on and on. So you guys get the point. You get the point. So listen, you need to be here and you need to be around February 21st to listen to see what Vinny's got to say. And if you want to get on his list, you need to be here to see what Vinny's got to say. This is what he does all day, full time, okay? This is his bread and butter. He knows what to do and how to do and how to put together. So listen, independent artist, Bikini Cactus. I got some music by her. I'm telling you, this girl is hot. She is the bomb. And congratulations again to Bikini Cactus. She has landed on several different Spotify playlists. Yes, she has. She's got it going on. This girl has it together. Listen, her image is her ticket. Sometimes your image is going to open the door. People are just people. You know what I'm saying? They look at you from up to down. If they like what they see, they'll open the door. If they don't like what they see, some people just turn their heads and won't give you a chance. It is what it is. And y'all know in entertainment, people can be pretty stuffy. You know what I mean? So listen. You got to have it together. You got to have the right image together. And I preach this all the time because, you know, it just is. And then when you make it to the top, you see people walking around with slouchy jeans on. They do anything. So listen, you can't come out the door with slouchy jeans on. You cannot come out the door just getting started looking like your shoes is falling apart. It ain't gonna work, baby. It ain't gonna work. So listen, I got some super bad music by Bikini Cactus. I know some people don't think that way, you know, but I'm one that believes that you got to have that image together, because believe me, people send me all kinds of stuff, and I'd be like, are you serious up in here? Really, are you serious up in here? And then they open their mouth. I'd be like, oh, my God. But then I'd be like, yeah, you know, but you got to have the full package. Listen, if you're talking about making millionaire music money, you got to have the full package together. You ain't just walking down step one and, you know, and just making millionaire money. Oh, no. It don't work like that. You got to work, honey. You got to work. You got to work. Listen, they ain't falling out of the sky. So, listen, let me tell you something. Let me get this music going. The first one is out. Out. And this is by Bikini Cactus. I love this girl. I am telling you, look at the cover art on this program. Look at the cover art. That is her. That is Bikini Cactus, the cover art picture. It is to die for. I don't know if she put it together herself or if she had a team put it together, but she got it going on. She's got it going on like Lady Gaga. Do you hear me up in here? This is out. Out, Bikini Cactus.
Me, funny, pretty, pa, she's a
Cactus, Bikini Cactus, Bikini Cactus. You know, I was just sitting here thinking as I was listening to her song out. I'm going to play the next song as well, More, More, More. She could even do a photo book. It, you know, one of my friends, I got to say this, God, I got to say this. Listen, Bikini, one of my friends, this girl I used to work with, and we're friends on Facebook, and we chit-chat all the time, and I have been trying my darnest best to get this girl to publish a book because she is a bad butt when it comes to taking photos. I'm like, girl, would you please, would you please, would you please? She's like, nah, I don't think so. So listen, my point for bringing her up is this. Bikini Cactus could come out with a book with photos because her image is so tight and so raw. She could make money off of just having a photo book, you know, where she publishes her photos in the book, because listen, look at the cover art. You know, that image, what she's put together, just tough, it's just raw. She can put those photos, different looks. She could do a photo shoot, take those photos. Y'all know how it go. When you go to a photo shoot, you're doing about 200, 300 photo or 400 pictures, 400 shoots in a row, you know what I'm saying? And one day, you know what I'm saying? So if she does a photo shoot, she can pick those photos out, the best ones that she think is top-notch, put it in a book, sign it, you know, sign it, have her signature on it, and sell it. You hear what I'm saying? Because her image is so bomb, it's so lit, and her fans would just, like, buy it, buy it, buy it, because I'm telling you. And she could put little messages on the photos. She could put, I love you, or whatever she wants to inscribe, put her own little quote, Bikini Cactus. Are you kidding me? And so listen, that's a stream. And so when I'm talking about multiple streams of income, I'm not just talking about music, baby. Because listen, if you're waiting on, you know, getting rich and being a millionaire off of just the music and you just coming out the door, you'll be waiting a long time because it's not easy in the music business. So listen, listen, listen. That's why I always talk about multiple streams of income. And that's what she could do as far as photos and her image in a book, right? Signature, have her sign it, little quote. Boom, bam, boom, boom, boom. That is another stream of income. So listen, I got some more music by her, which is going to be More, More, More. Take a listen to. I love that.
the Kitty Cactus has it going on. She got something going on there. Listen, I was listening to that song More, 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 and that's hot. That song, it's like I would, if I was in control of a production, y'all just don't know. I love to produce, and I love productions. I love to put it together. I ain't got to be on the stage. You know, I know I'm funny. I do know. I can't perform because my teachers told me I can't. So listen. But listen, let me tell you something. Even more than that, I love to put it together. Now, if I were putting something together for Bikini Cactus as a production, I would do an all-out light show. I used to work for a production associates, and what they would do, the lights and stuff at a Marriott Hotel. But listen, let me tell you something. They would put the lights together. So with the Bikini Cactus, this song, More, 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 I would do a light show. I would have a all-out, way out funky light show, you know, like Star Wars. I mean, way out there, special effects. And she comes out on the stage and she sings this song. It would be like she'd be coming down in a swing with the lights going crazy. Special effects, all different kind of colors. It would be blowed up, honey. It would be sparkle, bling, bling, bling. She'd be coming down in a swing. Do you hear me what I'm saying? And I mean, she'd be singing that song and she'd have her costume, her image costume. And I mean, it would be blowing up all over the place. The people would be so crazy looking at the light show. They'd be like, is somebody singing? But see, that's the way it's supposed to go down, baby. Your song and your music is the icing on the top. You got to have a show and a performance and your music. That's the way it goes, baby. So listen, I got to get on up out of here. It's been a song go blast. But guess what? I'll be back later on today and do it all over again. In the special words of Don Kniez, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and
soul. You motivated. You motivated. You winning.